The One That Got Away, written by Lucy Dawson and read by Karen Cass. As I fling the wet door of the car boot open, my fingers slip and one of my nails bends back, making me yelp and drop my overnight bag. I grab the offending digit and examine it carefully for any signs of injury. It's throbbing. The nail bed has gone a bit white, and there's a line where it might have snapped but didn't. Nevertheless, hot tears prickle my eyes. Great! I'm not only late, but I'm going to cry too. Brilliant. I take a deep breath, blink furiously as I try to gather myself, and then determinedly pick up the bag from the soggy drive. Shoving it in the car, I slam the boot firmly shut and make my way round to the door. Once I'm in, have clipped my seatbelt on and adjusted my mirror so that my own eyes are staring back at me, I clock the violet shadows and the concealer already starting to settle in the creases. I got very little sleep last night. Last night. I remember my husband looking at me incredulously across the bed, stunned by what I had just said. I twist the key in the ignition, trying to ignore the rush of shame that accompanies the memory. Jerking my head round, as if I'm trying to jolt the picture out of my mind, I look over my shoulder and start to reverse sharply. I wanted to say sorry to him this morning. I was going to. I would have said it last night, except he insisted on sleeping downstairs. And anyway, how am I supposed to apologize if he's just going to bang out to work like that? How does that help anything? I slam on the brakes, just shy of hitting the bank behind me, and crunch the gears into first before lifting my foot up too crossly, lurching inelegantly out of the drive and onto the road. I love Dan more than anything, but being curt when he could see I was trying to make it up to him, deliberately not kissing me goodbye. Okay, he's not usually like that at all, which means he is really angry and hurt. But still, it was a mean thing to do. Leaning forward, I switch the radio on and mutinously put my foot down in anticipation of the speed bump that Dan always tells me I go over too fast. It gives me a brief moment of satisfaction to fly over it in the manner of Daisy Duke, but I can't help wincing at the god-awful noise the suspension makes when I land. That actually doesn't sound good. I tense up and listen, worried that the bottom of the car is now about to drop off. Just to catch.